Proclamation number 3400 of 10th of January, 1945. Reason of great need. Loss means the number of those who have no living connection with God, who do not regard him as father, brother and friend, to whom God cannot be close because they distance themselves from him, because through their way of life they have lost faith in a God who is and remains deeply connected with what he created out of his love, is great. The number is great and will increase even more, despite his loving care for people, despite his obvious activity which is intended to bring people close to him. For they do not recognize him wherever and however he approaches them. They only ever let their intellect speak but never their heart, and the intellect is influenced by God's adversary, to whom they are closer than God due to their way of life. For people lack love. Otherwise they would have to recognize God despite the working of demonic forces which is evident everywhere. Without their own activity of love, God remains alien to people, because eternal love can only be recognized through love. And without loving activity there is also no connection with God, he cannot be felt, and therefore it is also difficult to believe in him for people who live without love. Yet the spark of love glows in every person's heart and can be ignited. It can be kindled by the adversity of fellow human beings and spread like a tiny flame, and then the human being will approach God. Faith in him will not seem unacceptable to him. He will mentally try to make contact with him himself and thus reduce the distance from him. And therefore the coming adversity is inevitable due to the vast majority of people who are completely distant from God, for God still seeks to save those who have not yet completely snuffed out the spark of love in their hearts. Even if there are only a few, these few will have escaped eternal ruin. However, the whole of humanity will have to go through the time of adversity because every person will be offered the last opportunity to be one of those who will be saved. God once again brings himself close to all people in the great adversity. All people can call upon him, thus establish contact with him. And he wants to helpfully assist all people like a father who wants to rescue his children from greatest adversity. God's love and mercy leaves no means untried. He courts every soul. The flow of his grace pours out upon the whole of humanity. Everywhere he guides his word, and everywhere he seeks to make hearts receptive to it through suffering. Everywhere he seeks to kindle love in people through suffering. He constantly steps into people's path himself. He knocks at their hearts, desiring entrance. He brings himself to people's remembrance. He admonishes and warns them through his messengers on earth. He directs their thoughts into the spiritual kingdom. Yet he leaves them the freedom of will. He calls them but does not force them. And his call goes unheard. People don't pay attention to him. They turn away from him more and more. They take a path which leads far away from the aim. Only a few walk the narrow path that leads to the aim, and only rarely does anyone from the ranks of those follow them. And people hear God's call ever more faintly, the admonisher and warner sounds ever more faintly in them, the conscience which is supposed to be their guide on their earthly path of life. And more souls go astray and end up in the territory of the one who, in hatred and unkindness, only seeks destruction, who tries to displace God and drags the souls into ruin. But people will not recognize him until they are lost, for they are blind in spirit. They are blinded by the false splendor of the world which is his kingdom. They flee the light which shines down upon them from the spiritual kingdom, and they chase after a deceptive light. The pleasures of the world. But the light from the heavens would illuminate for them the path that leads to the aim. They flee it and go after a they wisp in the darkness of night, and they never reach their aim. For they live without love and are so far from God that he cannot provide them with his light and his strength. And thus people are certainly still earthly alive but spiritually dead, and since they don't make use of their earthly life, since they don't awaken themselves, i.e., their spirit, to life, their earthly life is pointless and therefore it will end prematurely. Only a few will truly live, but the majority is spiritually dead and no longer needs earth, and therefore the latter will be dissolved, i.e., its external form will be reshaped, and all life on it will be destroyed. Every creature will be annihilated, and a new earth will arise which now shelters people who are indwelled by love, who live in light, i.e., in right realization, i.e., in the right knowledge, and who remain steadfast in their faith in God during the time of adversity, who remained united with him through love and whose way of life was according to his will. This is the small band of his fighters who stand up for Jesus Christ before the whole world, who fight for him and for their faith and whom he himself will fetch home into his kingdom in order to shape a paradise for them on the new earth, in order to reward them for the extremely difficult time of struggle before the end with a time of deepest peace and highest bliss. Amen.